Tanya for the 17th of Tammuz is in the middle of Perek Gimel, chapter 3 of Igeret HaTshuva. It's on page 354, beginning of a new paragraph. The Alter Rebbe mentioned that there are two opinions in the Musar Svarim as to how often a person needs to fast for a given sin. If a sin is repeated a number of times, there's one opinion that says that you have to fast the entire series of fasts for each particular sin every time you commit the sin, so that the sin, for example, of the wasting of seed is 84 fasts, so you would have to fast 84 fasts every time that sin is committed. Another opinion says that you fast one time the series of sins, and it covers all the times that sin was repeated. So the Alter Rebbe says that the compromise between the two opinions is to fast three times the series of fasts for each sin, no matter how many times it's been repeated, even if it was repeated more than three times. Because three times committing the sin gives the sin three dimensions. And so you fast one series of fasts, 84 fasts, for example, for each of the first three times, so that you're fasting 84 fasts for each dimension of the sin. But if you can't fast, if you don't have the strength to fast, then you should use tzedakah to take the place of the fast. And in our generation, we are weakened. We're not as strong as earlier generations. We're not capable of fasting so often, so we should use tzedakah instead of fasting. However, at least one time in the course of his life, the person should complete the 84 fasts, for example. If he had committed the sin of the wasting of seed, he should do it in the course of a lifetime. The Rebbe suggests 10 fasts a year, and during the winter days when the days are short, and to eat the day before up to 3 hours before sunrise. So that covers one time the series of sins that are required for that particular sin, the series of fasts required for that sin. In order to do the three series of fasts, the Alter Rebbe suggests that you should fast half days, which together will make up whole days, and in that way complete two more series of the fast. And in that way, altogether, he will have 252 fasts for the three times that is the compromise for the three dimensions of the sin. According to one opinion, however, this is still not enough. You have to fast 84 times for each time that the sin was committed. So the Rebbe goes on to say in today's shir, Ochei nisparatei mesa etzim aureshen beis uchahai gavno. The fasts that still remain in excess of the 252 fasts, for example, this is only an example of 252, because that's only for the sin of wasting seed, where the number of fasts is 84, and 3 times 84 is 252. But for other sins mentioned earlier, there are different numbers of fasts. So the numbers of fasts that go beyond in excess of the 3 times, which he would have to fast if he were to go according to the more stringent opinion, to fast the number of fasts appropriate to each sin, to fast that series of fasts for each time that the person committed that sin. So in order to satisfy even that stringent opinion, if the kulon b'tzedakah, he should redeem all those fasts through tzedakah, erech chaygap, the value of 18 gdele pilnish, ba'ad kolyon, for every day that he would need to fast, he should give this amount of tzedakah instead. Chayn shar kol tainiyei, same is also with other fasts. Shetzorech lehisanis alavei she'em bahem niso, not the excess fast, but the original fast that is necessary for sins that are less severe, which are not punishable by death, Vasilu al bitul mitzvah esa de raisa de rabbonon, the Talmud Torah keneged kulam, and even for failing to fulfill a mitzvah, either from the Torah or from the sages, and the wasted opportunity to study Torah, also calls for a fast. So these fasts, and the number of fasts necessary for these kinds of sins, kefi hamispar hamefurish b'tikune hatshuva me'arizal, so those fasts also he should redeem with tzedakah. V'rubam niskarim b'mishnas chasidim m'mesechtas hatshuva, is hakel kasher lakel, all of those fasts, yifde b'tzedakah kenal, he should redeem them all through tzedakah, if he is not healthy enough, strong enough to take the pain or the trauma of the fast. And although if he gives that amount of tzedakah for every fast that he has to fast, it will amount to a significant amount of money. The Gemara says that a person should give a tenth of his earnings. And if he is very charitable, then he can give up to a fifth, or 20% of his earnings. But a person who gives more than 20% of his earnings is wasteful. He's squandering his money, and it's not a virtue. So here he might end up giving more than 20% of his earnings. So the Rebbe says that that's not to worry about it. The leimikre bizbus b'kahai gavna, because this would not be considered squandering. Since he is giving this tzedakah in order to replace, to take the place of fasting and physical discomfort, so it's not that he's merely giving tzedakah, he's redeeming himself, he's healing himself. So it's not any worse than the money spent on healing the body, and other needs that a person has for comfort. So it's a well-spent money. It's not squandering. And since the numbers of fasts indicated in the Tshuva Svarim are very numerous, therefore it has become customary in our generation among all those who take God's words seriously, that they give a lot of charity. Because of the weakness of the generation, they can't take the difficulty of the fast, and so many fasts, it has therefore become customary to give a lot of tzedakah. And as we write in another place, al posuk chas de Hashem ki lo yisamnu, on the posuk chas de Hashem ki lo yisamnu, which means simply God's kindness has no end, and the Alter Rebbe explains it to mean that there's an ordinary kind of chesed of tzedakah, and there's chas de Hashem, a divine tzedakah. A tzedakah on God's level, not on a human level. An endless tzedakah. So there's a time when a person should give tzedakah in a normal sense, a limited amount, either 10% or 20%, but not more. But then there's chas de Hashem, there's a divine chesed, a divine amount of tzedakah that is necessary ki lei tamnu, because we are not whole. Because we're not complete, because we're guilty of sin, we therefore need to give tzedakah without limit, without the restriction of 20%. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 17th of Tammuz, the Rebbe writes that chiluk luches harishenis v'luches achrenis, what is the difference between the first set, the tablets of the Ten Commandments, and the second tablets? The luches atzman, first of all, in the luches themselves there was a difference. Harishenis maisei elikim, the first tablets, the stones themselves, were made by God, and Hashniyas, and the second tablet, God said to Moshe, Psal Lecha, prepare for yourself, you prepare it. Hamichtav, the difference in the writing of the two sets of luches? Chodos al haluches, shekedivrei Rizal eidavin, hurak beluches harishenim. Chodos al haluches, as the Gemara explains, that the letters miraculously hung in the air because they were engraved through and through, that was true only of the first luches. And then the Milas B'nai Yisrael, the difference in how what the condition of the Jews were at the first giving of the first luches and the giving of the second luches is that B'luches Harishenim Tzadikim. When the first luches were given, the Jews were on the level of Tzadikim. Kishomdol HaSinai Paskazu HaMosan. Because when they came to HaSinai, all the unholiness that had accumulated in Egypt and Mitzrayim was removed, had ended. But Bishniyeh is Bali Tshuva. By the second Luches, they were Bali Tshuva. Then the Mailas Meisha, what was the difference in Meisha between the two Luches? The Matan Teira Nitin LeMeisha Elef Eres B'Matana. At the giving of the Teira, Meisha was given 1,000 lights, 1,000 insights as a gift. And by the sin of the Egel, it was taken away from him. And they were not returned, they were not given back when he received the second Luches. Only on Shabbos it was given to Moshe, as it's written in the Kabbalah in Priyat Chaim. Milas Luches Hashniyes, the advantage of the second Luches, is Shenitim Gamkein. That along with the commandments, with the luches, with the 613 mitzvahs, we were also given the details of the mitzvahs and the medrash and the agodis. Kiflayim l'tishia, a double blessing, a double measure, kediisa b'nedarim, as it says in the Darim, the kirun e'pnei Moshe. And also that by Moshe, by the second luches, his face shone.